Now, Bob said you could hug somebody, Bob said you can hug somebody, but now let's all calm down a little bit. Because I need calm today. You know what, guys? I dodged a really big bullet. On February 18th, I was supposed to speak, and the only time in the 7 years plus that Huddle's been canceled was the day I was supposed to speak. And man, I was 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm out plowing snow, and it was just terrible. I'm thinking, Lord, how do you want me to do this talk today with all this snow? Well, he answered the question. We canceled Huddle that day. So then in May, I was supposed to speak, and it was really good because I'd had surgery on my foot the week before, and I wasn't supposed to go out and do anything, and it wasn't going to happen. So Bobby Gray pinch hit for me that day, so I was very thankful for that. So now it brings us today, and I couldn't find anyone else to stand up here today, so you're stuck with me. Okay, guys, today we're going to talk about following. How many of you like to be a follower? You can raise your hand. Ralph, I saw you had your hand up first. How many of you like to be a leader? How many of you just like to do nothing? There you go. Now we're all being honest. That's good. That's all right. Okay. You know, every time we got to get ready and we got to go somewhere, we've always got a bunch of stuff that we got to get. You know, we got to take these papers. You know, I've got a meeting to go to, and man, I need to have this. I need to make sure I'm prepared for the meeting, or you know, maybe I've got a study that I've got to go to, and I got to take my Bible with me, or you know, I've got to, you know, maybe I'm traveling. You know, and we've all done that, and you know, bless the airlines. I love their new pay for your luggage policy that they've got now. You get a paper. $150 worth of suitcases that, man, they're riding better than we are sometimes. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was, you know, as we're traveling, you know, suitcases, night bags, briefcases, whatever it is, it just seems like they always get in our way. We've always got to pull it up a stair. We've got to unpack it from the car. And, you know, you're worried about clipping somebody's heels or running over something. And it's just extra baggage that, you know, we got to carry around, and man, I hate that. I just hate being confined. I love this little thing right here, but man, I just don't like being on there. So if I got to wander a little bit today, I'm going to. So what I need is I need a volunteer today, somebody that isn't afraid of being confined a little bit. Any volunteers? Kent Wilson. Thank you for volunteering, brother. Come on up here. Let's get Kent. Come on, Kent. Hi, buddy. How are you? You know, Kent was one of the first guys that told me, he said, hey, when are you speaking next? And he's, you know, kind of been dogging me because I dodged the February meeting and the talk. And
now you're picking on me.
Now I'm going to pick on you. You know, but Kent and I have known each other for 25, 30 years and been a great stand-up guy. I love him to death. He's a good leader. He'll tell you what he's thinking. Sometimes, whether you want to hear it or not, but, you know, Kent, the thing I really struggle with is, I see you got your hands like that. You got your hands like that for a reason? No?
No.
Have you ever had your hands...
Trying to be prepared to what you...
Have you ever had your hands... Well, now, I just... Don't look around at me. Look back over against that wall. Darryl, wave hi to him for me, okay? Are you watching him? Well, Kent... Man, there's been times in my life I just feel like, man, I've been handcuffed.
You should use Garrett for this. He's been through this before.
Well, maybe so. You know, now, I'm not going to take and put this on here because we got history, but I don't want to continue that. So what I'd like to do, you mind if I can use this? You don't mind. You know, go ahead and sit down.
Do I have a chance?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Kent, this thing here is really, really cool. See? Those things there, man, I tell you what. All right, you can go back to sheet. Go on. Go on. Go on back to sheet. There you go. He figured that out by himself. How many times do we feel like we're handcuffed? How many times do you feel like, man, there's so much that I want to do, but I just can't do it because... I hope you're not left-handed. Are you? But you know what? We're stuck. We can't get out of that. So I think I got a key coming in a little bit for that, so don't worry about it. Do you got a name for your friend? Is that your friend?
Charlie.
Charlie the chair? Okay. Well, you know what? We're really glad that you and Charlie are staying together. I know no matter what happens today, you can leave here and Charlie's always going to be there with you, right? Going to be with you for a while. I know that. But you know what? Just like right now, Kent has no control over Charlie, and Charlie has no control over Kent. Here he is sitting there, and both of them are behaving for right now. I know one of them will misbehave, but that's okay. We've got God on our side. But anyway, God wants each of us. He wants each of us to know where we're going. You know, He gives us a really good plan. You know, it's right here. That's the best plan you could have. That's the way He wants us to go. Some of us, you know, we've all had challenges in our lives. We've all had things come up to us that we just really didn't want to deal with, but we had to deal with it. No matter what we wanted to do, no matter what we said, it's just always something thrown at you. But how we respond to it, that's what's important. We need to know that God's pathway is clear, but for us to find that pathway and find out where the pathway is, we've got to get in His Word. God's placed good friends and leaders in each of us, around each of us. God's used each one of us in a special way. Have you really been living up to your part with God? God's looking for leaders, men. He's looking for guys that will follow His direction, not ours. God's looking for men that will help those that have been lost or those that just plain and simply get sidetracked. Something that's out of their control, something happens, they just get sidetracked. He's also looking for those that are willing to serve, not willing to sit back and wait. Remember, I asked you, how many like just being right here? We had a few guys saying, you know, I'm right there too. But anyway, we also need those friends and those leaders that will help keep us accountable. Accountability partners are very important and necessary in today's world. My group of brothers that I've got, they're real. When I screw up, they let me know about it. They make sure that when I misbehave, they help correct me. I need that. I hope you guys have that accountability person in your life. If you don't, you need to find one. You need to find someone that will keep you in line and minister with you and to you. If you've not gotten that close relationship, look around you right now. We've got about 125, 130 guys here. There's a lot of guys out here that are willing to be partners with you, and it'll help you. We've had leaders that set up this gym today, people that gave up of their time and their talents to set up all of this stuff. When we have lunches, they clean up all of this stuff just so you guys have something to take, come in here, fellowship with each other, learn from each other, and love each other. We've been blessed with Huddle to have over eight years of great godly men that have come up and given and shared their testimonies with each of us. We're just blessed by that. These men have shown patience, love, kindness, and leadership. God's looking for leaders. Are you guys one of them? What makes a good leader? Is it your status in life? Is it because you're young or you're old? Retired? Or still working towards retirement? Is it because you're married? Or is it because you're single? Widowed or divorced? There's no separation in that. God's looking for leaders. Or is it your personality? Are you the bubbly guy? Are you the guy that likes to get in trouble like I do? No. God's looking for leaders. On your outline, you can see on the bottom of it, there are a few points I'd like to point out. Number one says, I will allow, and then I left it blank, but I got the answers. So, anyway, I'd like for you to write this down. I will allow Jesus Christ to lead. Guys, if we don't have Jesus Christ leading us, we don't have a clue where we're going. Number two, I will be an example in my workplace. Guys, our workplace, if you've got one, or even if you don't, your workplace could be your home, your church, wherever you're at, in the office, in the tractor. If you're not the example for others that see you, look at yourself. Number three, I will try harder to listen and lead others. Listening's a hard thing for us. A lot of times we just, you know, I'm talking, I can't listen to you, Corey. I'm not going to listen to you. We need to listen. Number four, we're going to come back to that. Anyway, in our daily lives, we all struggle at times with direction. Of which way should I be going? We have many distractions that take away our focus on what and how God is using us. To be the godly leaders in our homes, our churches, our community, and even in our jobs, we must seek godly counsel. If you're having a problem, don't feel like you have to be the one to fix that problem. God can give you the directions. He's given us the directions right here. If we use them, if we don't crack that book, it doesn't do any good. We're all here for a reason. It's to stand in the gap for those that really do get lost. Those that just are struggling. Those for whatever reason that, you know, they've lost their job. We've got a lot of jobs that have left Kokomo over the last 4 or 5 years. And it's tough. Not just the jobs. We've had just a lot of different things in our community, good and bad. But it's what have we done with it? A leader is one that recognizes a need and does something about it. How many of you know what this is? And I'll cheat, it's called TomTom. Everyone know what these are? GPS. GPS. TomToms, Garmin's, OnStar. OnStar you get to pay for. Is that right? You pay for OnStar? Good service. Anyway, this thing here is a really neat tool if you use it. But if you don't read the directions on how to use it, does it do you any good? No. It'll help navigate you to the hotel, right to the hotel. Foxy and I go to this meeting in Chicago, and we're listening to TomTom, and man, we're driving, and we're listening. I mean, we're with listening and watching. We drive right by the hotel we're supposed to go to. Make a big U-ey, didn't we? He's giving me a hard time about it, and I'm just driving. But anyway, we all get lost. We all lose focus on where we're supposed to be. But you know what? The best GPS system that I've ever seen is right here. Right there. God's plan for salvation. Right there it is, guys. If you use it. Today I've got a very special friend of mine, Jeff Merrill. Come on up. No more handcuffs. Are you comfortable? Jeff's going to share with us a little bit today. And I hope you can see. If you can't see, you're more than welcome to move around. But anyway, you know, our lives are all kind of like a big canvas, similar to what we've got here. Plane to start with. That kind of looks like a head to me. So think about it, guys. What's going into your head? What are you guys thinking about? Not only that, but what are you saying with your mouth? Oops. We need to be careful. We need to be careful what we're saying, what we're doing, how we do things. As you can tell, those look like hands. Are you guys really being the hands doing the things that God wants you to do? The arms. We need the arms. We need the strength that we can use to glorify God's kingdom. The body, the torso. What's in here? What's in your heart? What are you guys doing with the talents? What are you doing with what God's blessed you with? Are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about what God has used you for? How He's used your body? Each and every day we all have choices. We can choose to help others. We can choose to lead others. We can choose to turn away and not do anything at all. It's not what God wants, is it? As you can see, Jeff's putting some clothing on this person. Is that a person? Is that you? Each and every day we've all had sacrifices made for each one of you. Our Lord gave a lot. He gave His life. He shed His blood for each of you. He's looking for leaders. He's looking for guys that will go out, be active in your community, be active in your church, be active in your workplace. He's looking for people that will be good people. Are you guys willing to be the servant? Are you willing to be the leaders? I hope this works. Can't. If it didn't.
Glad you had the key.
Yeah, I can't figure it out, but that's all right. We'll figure it out later. You know what, guys? Those handcuffs, you can get rid of them. You can be the leader, or you can be the follower. Or you could be the guy that just doesn't want to do nothing at all. The choice is yours. He gave us the answers. Right there. God's perfect Son. Are you willing to follow Him? Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank You for Your presence. We thank You for the sacrifices made for us. Lord, we love each and every person here today and those that couldn't be here as well. We pray, Lord God, as You continue to work through Huddle, that You would use the tools in each one of these men here today to be the leaders in their home, in their community, their church. Most of all, Lord God, that they would be the leaders of others to You. Bless and keep each man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.